I always wondered, why do some people hustle yet never get money? If riches is reserved for hard workers, then I think that the laborers are the people that deserves to be rich. Over the years, I've realized that that is not true. Hard work is not a roadmap to success. Hard work is not an evidence that you deserve to get money, but there are principles and there are rules to use in order to be financially buoyant or to stand tall to yourself. I think that the rich have choices, but the poor doesn't. Why do they have choices? Because they have the money, they have the capital, they have the instrument, they have the gadgets, and it enables them to meet anything they want in life. The poor never meet anything they want, because what to take them to where they are, what to enable them acquire what they want, becomes a challenge. Here is my words for those who feel they are less privileged. They are not less privileged. If you think that the knowledge you need in order to become successful is not made available, we even sit in cars and then we hear radio speak. We hear some few words. We see the actions and movements of the rich. Let's be a copy of what they do. And certainly, certainly, we shall eventually become prosperous. There is a survey. There is a survey that was conducted to find out what is the difference between animals and human being. A baby monkey, which looks like a replica of a human being, was weaned at birth. The same thing happened to a human being, and they gave them the same treatment, the same environment. At the end of the day, it was concluded that animals cannot copy as fast as human beings. Here is the truth. If you are a human being, then it means that you have the divine instinct to copy. If you are a human being, then it means that if you see somebody doing something, you will eventually copy easily. Animals cannot. That is why they still remain in the bush. If someone tells you that we were once apes, I don't know if it's true or not. But so far as I'm concerned, since my eyes open, I have not heard a monkey speak since then. So if a monkey has not been able to speak for so many years now, where stands or lies the evidence that human beings were once apes? So I think that human beings have been created, especially with divine instinct, that they must copy to add up to what already exists. So if you are poor, if you are not having money, if you don't have the things you ever imagined you could get in life, and because of that you are giving up on yourself, I want to promise you, never give up on yourself. Sit down, analyze or master who you truly are. Master your personality and begin to adopt few strategies used by the rich. If you don't know where to get them, just go to the internet. You will find a lot of this information. And certainly, 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 you will become that successful person you intend to be. I happen to be a teacher by profession. And all my colleagues that are there speak against the government, speak against the head teacher that is in charge, speak against the education directorate, and all kinds of things. I happen to find myself doing the same. Over the years, I realized that that is not going to bring financial independence. But if I could learn few things that the rich learned and became financially free, I would certainly become financially free. So I stood up to myself. I learned the things I need to learn. I stood up every morning, read the books I need to read, listen to the motivations I need to listen, and then give myself time to be spiritually minded. And over the years, it is working for me as if it's magic. And this is not reserved for some people. It is actually for all. that desire to be successfully free. So this is my few words, and I treat each and everyone to buy into it, and your lives will certainly never be the same. Catch you on the other side of life, and let's celebrate life together. Thank you very much. Bye-bye. This is Ivan Sinenate. As you all know, this is a piece of information I would like to share with you as we embark on the journey of entrepreneurship. I believe that the generation that is coming now have the ability to turn the world around positively because of the topic of entrepreneurship. So this piece of information will sincerely benefit you, and you will never regret it. Of course, you want to cultivate, cherish, and protect your kernel of an idea. But at some point, you must unleash your idea on the big, bad world where competitors will be watching and ready to stamp on your venture, and where customers will choose whether to buy what you have to offer. In negotiating such trials, research will help you to present your offering in the best way possible. Look for ways to understand the competition, suppliers, customers, and market trends. Start by reading voraciously about your chosen field. Soak up industry knowledge through the trade and professional press. Sign up for internet newsletters and spend hours searching the World Wide Web. Remember, though, that even in an age in which Google seemed to rule the world, a lot of information is still to be found only in old-fashioned books. For periodicals, directories, and reports, you may need to leave your computer and visit a business school, university, or trade association library. Study your chosen industry and try to answer questions such as, what is the total size of the market? That is, how much do customers in this sector spend in total on offerings similar to yours? What trends have you seen affecting this sector in the past? What trends are likely to dominate in the future? What treats and opportunities do these trends present for you? What issue is the industry facing? Who are the main players, the competitors in the field? How do your competitors stack up in terms of size, offering, pricing, and so on? What are the features and benefits that your competitors are able to offer? Who are the main suppliers in this industry? And do they supply what you need? These are the sorts of questions that investors or banks will want to know should you require funding. And all of this will inform your ability to present your offering to customers in the best way. Just ponder over this few information and see the boost it will give you in your field of entrepreneurship. Have a wonderful day. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.